welcome back to another episode of Drone World, the podcast by Copters. I am your co-host, Chelsea, and today with me is...
Hi, guys. It's Danny, one of the UAV strategists here at Copters.
And today, it's our first episode back of 2022. How exciting. So we're going to be talking about all things drone regulations if you got a drone for Christmas. So let's jump straight into it. So obviously, as I said, it's our first episode back of 2022. Resolutions is a popular thing this time of year. Do you have any?
Do you know what? My thing is, I've not got really anything specific. I think it's more the generic, like, get yourself into the gym, get yourself fitness. Just try and think, because I think I went over the week and it's just going after work. I'm going to try and do it early in the morning beforehand, so we'll see how long that lasts.
That's a good goal. I feel like lots of people have that goal this year. Mine is a bit boring. It's just read more. Don't know why. I just feel like reading is something I never really got into, so I was like, I'll give that a go this year. I guess a popular one for other people as well is like making money, maybe starting a business. Something that we talk about quite a bit here at Copters is how to start a drone business. And obviously that's your field of expertise.
Yes,
do you want to touch on that?
Yes, so I've got a webinar coming up, guys. I'm just going to touch upon, it's just the three different things. So what you need, so the training, the hardware, and some of the software as well. So that's really good for any of you guys, like you said, a new year goal, making more money. So I think by the time this might come out, it's going to be
Webinar would have been and gone, the live version. But yeah, we can send you a copy, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just get in touch. For that, guys, is my give me an email, danny.wilson@copters.com, and we'll send that over for you straight away.
There's also a cheeky discount code in that webinar, so don't miss it. Right, so let's jump straight into it then. So Christmas has just been and gone. Drones are becoming a more popular gift, I suppose, because you can get them for cheaper these days, so they can be quite a popular present this time of year. One thing that we did over the Christmas break as well was our giveaway. So we had heaps of people enter that. That was really exciting. We were giving away a Mavic 3 and we announced our winner. Do you want to?
I'll do it. Don't worry. So the winner is, guys, is Elias Campbell. Come on, guys.
So yeah, that is on its way to you as we speak. So, yeah, congratulations. What an exciting little Christmas present. So, if you are a beginner and you did get a drone for Christmas, where do you even begin? Like, if you've never looked at drone technology before and, like, your mum's bought you a drone or something for Christmas, where do you go? What do you do? What's the first thing you should do?
So the first thing is, really, is getting yourself up. So it's looking at the rules and regulations, because nowadays there is a few different ones that people are not aware of. So what I always say is look at the CEA website to get those. It's two different little qualifications you do need to be able to fly in different places. So these are your operator and your flyer ID from the CEA. It's just a really quick test. It allows you to fly your drone, gives you a bit more flexibility with those. So it's a really good starting point for understanding your drone as well.
Nice. And that's just all online, easy to find.
Yeah, it's all online. Just go type in, even if you type in operator flyer ID just on the CEA website, it's all there. And you just fill out the form and take the test, and then you're all good.
Cool. What else do you recommend for people who are just like beginning? What kind of moves should they practice? Where can they practice? Because obviously you can't just chuck a drone up in your backyard if you live in London Central, can you?
No. So
spill the beans.
What I will say in terms of like manoeuvres, really, what you can do when you start flying it is just really getting used to the control. So whether that's moving it up, moving it left, moving it right, moving it backwards, upwards, just all the generic basic controls.
Simple stuff.
Get your sights. You don't want to. You spent so much money on a present. You don't want to go too
and
far
and crash
it.
Sorry,
mum. The worst thing. But yeah, just your basic things. Kind of where to fly it, obviously. We don't want to be fighting London city centre straight away.
I feel like that is a bit of a given, but I mean, you never know.
You never know. So I recommend just taking it out places where you're kind of out of the way. So whether that's kind of parks or in the countryside, if you've got that available to you, where, again, there's not really hazards to crash into people or even things. So just anywhere really you can get yourself away from hazards, really. So like I said, parks, countryside, perfect spots.
Nice. So we've got, you need to go to the CIA website, get those operator ID, flyer IDs, practice the basic moves, and go somewhere where there's not a lot of things and people. Another one that I would recommend is, this is a cheeky little plug here, is registering for Copters Academy. So obviously I'm going to say that, but it's free to register, to enroll with Copters Academy. And with Copters Academy, you get access to the A2CFC course, which is obviously the beginner's level kind of intro course, right?
So the first beginner course, like I mentioned, once you've got your DMARS, which is your flyer and operator, is then, depending on the weight category on your drone, so that's another factor really as well, where you're flying it, it can depend what license you might need. So the A2 is great for that, because any drone over 250 grams, you would need this for. So this is really going to give you a bit of an introductory information around the rules, regulations. So again, you're not flying in the wrong areas like you mentioned. It's give you a bit of an insight really into the drone use. And like you said, even if you want to start business, it's a good course for that.
Good way to test and see if it is something that you do want to
test
explore.
The waters.
That's what I was trying to say. Test the waters. You never know. I mean, drones might be your new bloody hobby. Who knows? But yeah, with Copters Academy as well, you don't only get access to obviously the drone courses, but you also get like business finance. So if you do decide that is a route you want to go down, that's all there. HR processes, there's all sorts on there. Like I've done a couple of them and I'm like project management thing, that's one I'm doing at the moment. It's really interesting actually.
Yeah, I think there's even sales and commercial skills. It's like sales and marketing as well. So
there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Another thing you can do as well is join groups and stuff on social media so you can talk to fellow pilots as well. I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
Because when you're starting, it can feel a bit like you're on your own a
little
bit.
Yeah, a little bit daunting.
Yeah, but there's other people that are out there doing it as well. So we've got a group called the Copters Pilots Facebook group, and everyone who's been through Copters Academy is all in there. The guys talk to each other all the time, asking questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question in that group, and everyone's there to help. And obviously our experts are as well, like
still get the constantly popping notifications of them. So it's really good. Like you said, it's always going off. So it's a good way of networking. Any little question, like you said, just feel free to ask us. The drone community in general is so helpful.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to help each other. And again, any questions, they just like to have a talk as well. Just talk about drones.
They do. We do love to talk about the latest technology, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a few other groups as well. Like there's one called Commercial UAV Pilots on Facebook. Yeah. There's heaps of LinkedIn groups as well. Yeah, there's so many things you can do just to chat to other people within the industry. So that's always good. Let's move on then. What do you think are extras that people can do to kind of like boost their confidence, boost like what they're doing, that kind of thing?
So
what can they actually do with their drone?
Well, one of the main reasons, it is photography. So can really, to boost confidence, is we do like monthly competitions. There's different air wars as well. So I know at the minute, like I said, Elias, he won the competition to enter in that. But we also do one for photography. So the monthly photo competition.
Right. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so obviously, you guys have all got your drones now, and if you do have one, it's a really good way of kind of, again, just kind of training with your drone and kind of working your ways out and using the different ways of taking photos and kind of, again, building your confidence and even push your way into that, again, making some money out of it. So you can do that.
Who doesn't love making money?
Yeah.
Yeah, you touched on Airwards there as well. We've spoke to Richard quite a bit from Airwards. We spoke to him last year in 2021 at CoptersCon and things, and they've just done their photography. Oh no, I don't even think it was a photography competition. I think it was just a drone use in general, and they released their winner's reel.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, like some of the photography that was on there and other use cases as well. Like there was imagery of like the Alios flying through like the small pipes and stuff underground. It's amazing to see like what drones can do. Watch that winner's reel if you haven't seen it.
I don't think I've actually seen that. You sent me over. No, not yet.
Oh my god, you're missing out.
I know you mentioned it the other day, but I don't have a chance. Yeah,
I talk about it all the time. I love me a good drone sunset shot, you know?
Yeah.
It just looks so good. And then, like you said, we run our monthly competition as well. So if you've got a drone and you've taken an amazing photo and you want to send it to us, do that.
Please send it, guys.
Yeah, please do. We want to shout about your work and post it on our social media and, you know, give you guys some credit as well. So yeah, definitely do that. I think the CAA run their own photography competition as well, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
To promote the safe use of drones. So there you go. I think to enter, you do have to prove that you might have your qualifications. I think that might be one of the things.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many different like photo competitions out there that you can enter. So yeah, that's a great way to boost your confidence and stuff as well. Get that practice in, because that's the best thing at the end of the day, right?
Well, practice makes perfect.
Exactly.
End of the day, so keep flying.
Right. So if we go on the example and your mum's bought a drone, it's probably cost you a bit of money. So you don't want to, like you say, you don't want to crash it. So we're practicing now. What about like storing it? Like how do you make the most out of it that way? Because surely you don't just want to throw it in your closet, right?
Yeah, well, main reason you spent, like I said, your mum spent a lot of money on your drone there. You don't want to. So one of the main reasons is just keeping it safe. So keeping it, whether that's keeping it dry, keeping a good area. So storage, really. So some of the things that might seem, well, quite obvious, but you're storing it in a dry place.
Don't get it wet.
Yeah. Don't get it wet. You don't want to do that. And the kind of humid situations, humid rooms, because again, that kind of goes on the fact where if it is humid, it can affect, say, the different materials used on it, the packaging of it, so the plastic,
batteries and metals.
Yeah. So, well, batteries are a key thing. So obviously quite obvious, we really ideally is what you want to keep them batteries in between 20 and 25 degrees.
That's so very specific.
Yeah, well, that's the ideal situation that comes in all of it. So
right.
Just putting it out there. Obviously, I don't want you putting a temperature gauge or a thermometer in your room.
Is it 22.5?
No. Yeah. But again, it's just keeping it out of extreme weather, so in different conditions. So
it's like
just to make the batteries, yeah. Again, keep the battery life so you don't have to get any more.
Awesome. And what about, so now we're flying it safely, we're practicing, we're storing it safely, we're not going to break it. What are some, and just if you did want to look at, say, for example, your New Year's resolution is to, you know, start a business of your own and you've got this drone and you want to use that to make money, what can people do? What industries can they go into? Where should they look for work if they are just like starting out?
Well, like I said there, the main one, again, is photography. You've got multiple competitions there. You've got plenty of videos as well. So videography, it's kind of a really good starting point. Just again, if you have just got your new drone, but even if you're looking at more kind of a generic as well, expanding your services with your drone, it is industries such as inspection. So that's your roof inspections, utility inspections. There's a lot there you can use your drone for, and when you're starting it, you want to build up your experience, your portfolio, and some of these kind of industries is great. I know you mentioned there the Elios. Obviously, that's probably not a drone that you're going to start off with straight away.
Definitely not a starter one.
Yeah, but again, you can see the kind of ways you can build yourself up, and it's a really good industry to get into. There's also industries such as surveying, search and rescue. So there's plenty of different things you can use your drone for and plenty of different industries, because I know, for example, search and rescue services now, York Moors, lost dogs, even on the Coast Guard.
Oh, that's my favourite story. We all know Chelsea loves a good lost dog story.
So making sure they get home safe to their owners. But yeah, so there's plenty of those, and there's absolutely some way you can start. There's something for everyone. Really, so
I like the idea of the like volunteering, like you say, like finding lost dogs and stuff. If you just do that within your own community, like that's gonna teach you so much.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like have all this experience because you're not dealing with customers as such. So there's not that pressure on you.
Yeah.
I like that as a place to start.
It's a really good place, especially when he's kind of, again, if it's small communities, it's just helping each other out. Again,
yeah,
New Year's resolution might be being a bit more kind. So again, works hand in hand.
Exactly. Full circle. We're back to the New Year's resolutions. Be nice, people. Find the dogs. Okay, so one thing we haven't really talked about then is insurance. Obviously, we've mentioned we don't want to crash the drone, and we're trying to practice not to do that. And we don't want to break it in the cupboard either by throwing it about and, you know, keeping it in humid places. We're not doing that. But if something does happen, like, it needs to be insured, right?
Yeah.
So what, I mean,
well, there's a few different options, really, you can go down. But at the start, I would kind of say go maybe with the pay-as-you-go policy. So there's different providers out there that you can actually go with. I know we've worked previously with kind of Cover Drone, and there's loads of different ones on there.
Moon Rock,
yeah.
Flock, name a few.
There's plenty. I think even go compare Dean Drone Insurance now as well.
Oh,
yeah, I was looking at that the other day, so I'm pretty sure that it's becoming a big thing. But yeah, so probably more you pay as you go, because obviously there you can. There's even apps you can download, I'm pretty sure. So there's apps on your smartphone, your tablet, so it's just a matter of kind of going on your app and just picking what days you're flighting.
So pay as you go, is that like just whenever you're going to fly?
Yeah.
And that's so, eventually. Yeah,
so really you can do that. It's more, obviously, you're more hobbyist, recreational use of drones. Yeah. It's good to have that backup again.
Yeah, it's good that you don't have to like pay insurance while you're not flying either. Like if you enjoy the hobby for a month and then get bored, like I probably would with half of my hobbies, then you go and chuck it in the cupboard and you're still paying all this insurance on it.
Yeah.
But we're not chucking it in the cupboard because we know how to store our drone.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
So you can change your flight plans so you don't have to stick to it.
That's good, because I wouldn't have known that. Like, as a new pilot, I wouldn't have known that option to pay as you fly was out there.
So. Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, they don't do that for your car.
I know, I wish they did that.
How handy would that be? I'm not driving for a week. I ain't paying insurance. Right, and another thing is, we touched on, like, other industries that you can get into with your drone as well, if you do decide that making money is what you want to do with your drone.
Yeah.
Can you just pick any drone you want to? If you've got the confidence, you want to upgrade your kit so you can start making money, can you just upgrade it and go on your merry way? Is it that easy?
No, I wish it was. but it is. It's, like I said before, you start off with your A2. It's, like I said, it's a really good course, giving you a bit of instruction and be able to fly those. But if you are wanting to kind of, like I said, make money out of it, you do need some more qualifications and training just to give you that bit more confidence with it, and also fly legally. So
that's the most important
essentially,
part.
Yeah,
you don't want to be getting prosecuted or anything.
Being rules and regs, yeah, absolutely. So the next one from that is you're going to be GVC. So that's the next step up. So that's going to give you a bit more detailed information around kind of the operating procedures, because you're not just going to be flying your drone up, moving it backwards and forwards. There's going to be a bit more to produce results. So, yeah, going to be a lot more training, kind of a little bit more insight into the detail, looks into kind of even weather, meteorology. So, again, using altitude in different conditions, because we all know what it is like in England. It's never sunny for more than 5 seconds, it seems, recently. So
you've got four seasons in one day.
Yeah, so it is good. And a bit of a different way to take that. So kind of be a bit more in-person assessments as well. But it is a really good qualification to get. And again, if you're wanting more money, if you're wanting looking to start a business, that is the one you need.
Necessary,
it's a really good one. And it's necessary, like you said, to get those and go into the different industries and earn yourself more money.
Yeah, you need it.
Yeah.
So obviously the GVC, like you say, makes sure that you're flying legally for a start. What it doesn't teach you, though, is how to actually do inspections and surveying and things like that, does it? It doesn't actually teach you how to capture that amazing sunset shot.
No.
So if you want to do something like that, then...
What would you do?
Copters Academy? Maybe?
Get yourself on there. But yeah, so like I said, the GVC doesn't technically go into specific kind of industries and how you do that, but... Cops Academy, what you can get is we do offer different courses, so whether what industry you want. So whether you're looking at some more surveying, we have got a surveying course for that, specifically how to use UAVs for that, and even different inspections. So whether that's solar panel one, what's nowadays is coming kind of a larger industry now. Everyone's got their renewables.
All that renewable energy. Yeah, we love getting that. There.
And so wind farms, even how to analysis thermography courses as well. I know drones nowadays... thermal capabilities, and you mentioned as well.
That's a massive thing.
Massive one. So it's how to use it, and there's courses on there on Cops Academy. You can have a look at those, and we can get you going on in the future. And it's like I said, if you need any help with those, danny.wilson@copters.com.
You know where to go. You heard it here first. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Right, so we're coming up to the end of the episode now. We've talked about a bunch of stuff, like for new people, new pilots, things like that. People who have just got their first drone. So do you want to quickly summarise everything that you need as a new drone pilot? You've never explored the technology before. In a quick summary, you've got 15 seconds.
Go. Right, so for your A2 CFC, that's one. Get that one free on Cops Academy. And then what you want is your DMARS, fire operator ID, get your insurance booked in, pay as you go. Then we can go look on Cops Academy, then and your GVC. And then lastly, obviously, get yourself on the webinar, get that recording from me.
Woo! Don't forget, danny.wilson@copters.com. You've heard it three times now. Right, awesome. That was a great episode. We hope that if you did get a drone for Christmas this year, that you do fly safely and that you enjoy what you're doing, and send us your pictures because we want to see them as well. We want to know that you guys are doing some great things with unmanned aerial vehicles and things. So thank you very much for listening today. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to know when our next episode of Drone World will be live, and subscribe and rate the episode if you liked it as well. Catch you later.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.